Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How's everyone doing? And, you know, we just want to say thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of our show. I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Woodrina Layton. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us the next hour as we share three keys to immediately improve the communication in your relationship.
Yes, that is so important. And we are looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose. Every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio, we will have practical tips, new insights, perspectives, along with life and relationship tips that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and simply help you to love better. So, but last but not least, we are here to provide motivation and encouragement to you fulfilling your destiny, purpose, and dreams.
Yes, man, that was a lot. That was good.
Yeah, that's our purpose.
Yeah. Well, we always like to start the show off with just a fun fact for you all, just to kind of get to know us a little bit better. So we'll probably just talk about like our favorite movies. I start with me. You know, I got a few of them, but I would probably say my favorite movie, because I love action, is definitely The Matrix Trilogy. And I know this is old school and I'm telling my age, but like I said, you get to know us better. I am 50 years old and I say Rocky III. But The Matrix Trilogy and Rocky III are some of my favorite movies. I literally know every line. And if you want to try me or test me on that, just test me. I promise you, I know every line. So that's for me.
Yeah.
Matrix Trilogy, Rocky Trilogy.
Okay. Matrix Trilogy and Rocky Trilogy.
I think I know hers, but anyway.
Yeah, I know you know mine. I love romantic comedies. So my favorite movie that I could watch every day, and I can quote the lines as well, is, what is it, Martinez?
The Wedding Proposal.
That is The Wedding
Planner. The Wedding Planner. Okay.
The Wedding Planner.
The other one is The Proposal.
Yeah, Proposal. Yeah, I like that one too. But The Wedding Planner is my favorite movie, really, of all time.
But actually, you kind of misled him a little bit, because you said I could watch it every day. Literally, the Proposal or The Wedding Planner somehow finds itself on the TV on some channel.
Literally. If it's on, I'll cut it on and just let it play.
And because you like it so much, I know all about it. So my son and my daughter, they be laughing because we watching the movie. And I'm saying the lines because I know them all. We've been watching for so long.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's just a fun fact about us. We are definitely big movie people.
Yes.
And I will say, I was going to say we really like eating out and stuff. But honestly, I'm a plain person. But yeah, I was going to say, But anyway, that's just a fun fact about Coach Martez and Woodrina. But again, so glad you guys are joining us. And today we want to help you learn and begin to put into practice three keys that will dramatically impact your communication. Not next week, not next month, not next year, but today. You know, and one of the things I would like to ask you is, do you ever say to yourself, I'm going to stop talking to my partner or my spouse because of waste of time? They simply don't get it.
We hear that so much. We hear that so much. So I know somebody that's listening has said that before. And then also another thing that, you know, we hear a lot is, my wife has no idea how I really feel, or my husband has no idea of what I have to put up with. Well, Martez and I totally understand. We understand how frustrating not being understood is, because for the first 16 years of our marriage, we were not understanding one another.
No, we were not. Mm-hmm. We were missing.
We were on two separate pages.
And you know, and I just want to say that, you know, just in full transparency, we're always transparent with the couples that we work with, and just over our lives of doing what we do in work and ministry, or whatever that may capacity we are in, we're always just transparent. And I like to tell people, you know, for the first 16 years of my marriage, I really would have to say I was failing as a husband, but I was hitting a home run as a dad. I mean, I was a good dad. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree. You were an awesome dad.
You know, I normally tell my clients, mm-hmm. If I'm individually working mm-hmm. with them, you know, if Katrina's in the session, she'll tell you. But I just like to let you know, as you're listening, you know, this is something from experience. Yeah. So we're sharing this knowledge. But I want you to know, I was not a good communicator. But I had to make a decision to learn how to communicate yes. better, understand it better. So I just want to say that to somebody that's listening that, you know, I promise you'll never feel like we may be speaking down to you in any way. Because, again, this is over 30 years yes, of marriage yes. that now we're sharing these things. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to share that.
Yes. And you have to be willing to actually change.
Right.
And so that's the first step when it comes to communication, you know, before we even get into the keys,
right.
we're going to share with you the keys, but you have to be willing to change and to apply them to your relationship.
Yeah.
And so in order for change to happen, you have to use the tools, you have right. to do it. And like we've always said, you know, you always hear us say this, you know, marriage is work. Right. It's fun. It's rewarding, but you have to do the work.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So looking at the first key, and this is something that we want you to really understand, because again, we're talking about immediate changes. I'm saying if your husband's at work, or, you know, if you're working at home, and, you know, we have been having that conflict in our home, we have been having that confrontation. What can I do to change that?
Yeah.
And one of the first things I want to say is be willing to ask and learn from each other what speaks love to you and what speaks respect to you. You know, what speaks love to your partner mm-hmm. and what speaks respect mm-hmm. and ask, what does respect look like to you and what does love look like to you? Because, again, to all of us is different.
Mm-hmm.
So the first key that can immediately change everything is actually showing love and showing respect.
Yes.
Because most of the time when the communication has started to break down,
mm-hmm.
one of the partners has either felt devalued, yep. unappreciated, yep. or unloved.
Yes.
And sometimes the other partner could feel like, man, I'm always showing love.
Right.
I'm always doing that. But if you find out, that's not the case. So that would be one of the first things I would immediately say is ask your spouse, ask your partner, mm-hmm. what does love look like to you
mm-hmm.
and what speaks respect to you and how does that look?
Right. Exactly. Because a lot of times we don't know.
Right.
And so, and I, you know, we hear this a lot too, where if I have to tell him, then it doesn't mean the same. It's not as genuine, but no, it is. Like, how is he supposed to know how to love you if you don't tell him how, you know? And a lot of times with men, they really just, I'm married to a special man. He's very affectionate. You know, he hasn't always been. I have to say he had to be trained on that.
Yeah, I agree
and that's what, and I agree. You know, and I was going to agree, but I was going to say a lot of women, you know, you can, your spouse and vice versa, they can be trained on how to love you the way you need to be the love. Exactly. And so with a lot of women, most women desire affection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what a lot of women desire. And they want to hear, they want to know that you care about them.
Right.
So a lot of times that's in touch. That's in you communicating that,
mm-hmm.
you know, showing that you really appreciate and value mm-hmm. them for all that they do, mm-hmm. you know, in your relationship. But
right.
you have to do it with your words. But the reason why I said that I'm married to a special man, because you have no problem with words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, touch was your issue.
My low love.
Right. Your low love language. Mm-hmm. But that was an area you had to grow in. But with words. Oh, yeah. Martez is the master of the words.
God, that's a gift. That's a gift. But again, when you all are showing, you know, love and respect and asking those questions, and again, the question you want to ask your spouse, what speaks love to you
yes.
and what speaks respect to you? And then you want to know, what does respect look like
mm-hmm.
and what does love look like to you?
Mm-hmm.
So then that way, when we're going to be communicating, you don't feel disrespected but the other person doesn't know they're disrespecting you.
Yeah.
From the man speaking to the woman, you don't feel unloved if he doesn't know that he's not doing that.
Right.
So
right.
That's one of the things that, you know, I say you want to do first. And then I just want to say this to the brothers, to the men, you know, most women are going to hear love and appreciation and value in your words, mm-hmm. the way you talk to them, mm-hmm. you know, because that's one of the things that changes communication over time rather quickly. If a woman feels as if, you know, what I say to you, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really mean anything because you're still going to do exactly what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But then to that woman, she's not feeling like her words are valued. Mm-hmm. She's not feeling like you are appreciating her knowledge, her wisdom, that's or right. her gifts that she may have.
Exactly. They need to know that we need to know that we are valued, mm-hmm. and that we're really appreciated. So, mm-hmm. you know, and that's key. We need to know that, you know, we want to have intimate conversations with you, and we want to know that you're present and, mm-hmm. and you're hearing me and you understand me and you're able to empathize with me. Wow. And so that's something that, you know, we need so that we can feel loved.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just going to say again, that's something that, of course, we know, mm-hmm. because there was a time in our marriage I didn't value a drink.
That is so true.
You know, she would know.
They went in one hand out the other.
Martez is going to do what Martez wants to do. You know, and that was really common. So that's why I say again, you want to value and appreciate your spouse's words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then also with men need to hear respect and honor in your words to them. So for the women, men need to hear that. So they need to know that you appreciate the work that they do.
Right.
They need to know that, you know, you're there. I appreciate you as my provider. Right. I appreciate you as my protector. You know, right. So they need to know that they need you to communicate that to right. them.
And then I just want to say, remember this. One of the things that can definitely hurt your husband or hurt your partner is if you respect or you show more respect to your father or other men than you do to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just may also be one of your friends, mm-hmm. you know, because they want to feel as if you do respect me, you do yes. honor me and actually what I bring and provide. And that's very important in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So we want you to remember that also when you are communicating. So when you all take the time to ask your spouse, you know, what does love look like to you? What does respect look like to you? Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that there are no distractions. Right. Right. Put the phone down, turn the TV down, because distractions show a lack of importance.
Right.
So that's very important in communicating, because you need to know that.
Right. Because what distraction shows is you're willing to give something else more a priority than you give to me.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember, that's what a distraction says. When you are turning or you're looking down or you're really focusing on something else, then in actuality, that distraction has more priority than me. But when you are trying to improve your relationship, you want to let your spouse or your partner know nothing is more important than
yes.
you.
Yes.
You are what matters. You are what's important.
All right. So we're going to come back. You know, we need to take a break, but we're going to come back and finish discussing that first key. So you are listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We will continue our discussion on the keys to put into practice that can immediately improve the communication in your relationship.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assumed they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady. So did I. So did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithadd.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Welcome back. And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. Again, I'm Coach Martez, and this is my wife,
Wadrina Layton.
Licensed therapist, Ms. Wadrina
That's
Layton.
That's right.
Today, we're talking about the three keys that would dramatically impact your communication in your relationship. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to connect with us on social media. If you want to connect or work with my wife and I, visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net, on Facebook, Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling, Instagram, Coach Martez, Instagram at Wadrina Layton, Twitter at Coach Martez, at Wadrina L. Again, my wife is a licensed therapist. I'm a certified professional life and marriage coach. We work with couples together, and we also work with people and couples individually. I do life coaching as well, but for more priority, or primarily most of my clients are dealing with relationship and just ways to improve it. But this is what we do for a living, but we are enjoying talking to everyone. People have been telling us for years, you all need to keep this going. And so we are back doing it, and thank you so much for listening. And I just want to shout out Rita Sims, one of the people who are one of our city ambassadors for the Marriage for Life Walk that we'll kind of talk about early. But thank you, Rita. She actually talked about
So basically, you know, she commented on you. Well, we're talking about the three keys that will dramatically impact communication today in your relationship. And we, in the first key, where we were saying you got to ask your spouse, what does love look like to them? What does respect look like to them? And Rita commented also, learn your partner's love language. And that is so true. That's a part of when you ask your spouse, what does love look like to them? Their primary love language is really how they desire to be loved, along with the affection and and the respect. So you just want to make sure that you know your partner's love language. So that was very important to bring out as well, Rita.
Thank you, Ms. Rita Sims, up there in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. But also, we just want to say, if you would like to call in, there's a number there on the screen that you can use to call in with the question. If you want to leave a question or a comment, if you want to just type it there while you're there on Facebook, you can actually type the question. And of course, the producer is going to get it over to us. But again, we're going to just kind of finish talking about this love and respect.
And what does that look like?
Because I promise you, if a man feels disrespected, if you want to start changing that, then you start showing him respect now he's going to start listening. In the same way with a woman, if she doesn't feel valued and appreciated, right, it's like she becomes tone deaf to you, to the things that you are asking or to the things that you are desiring. So again, this is what we mean by this is immediate.
Yeah.
This changes where it's almost like, mm-hmm, you talking to me? For mm-hmm real? You really mm-hmm are respecting mm-hmm me? You mm-hmm really are valuing me? Mm-hmm. Wow, what happened?
Yeah.
I listened to the Coach Martez and with Adrenal Lady show today, and that's what Coach was saying.
That's so funny. All right. And so women, you know, we hear through the emotional security and trust. So basically,
so this is for the brothers.
When you're showing us affection, that's how that we feel emotional security. Our trust is continues to build with you when we know that you genuinely care about us, that you're really concerned about us, that you value my passion. You know, that my presence means a lot to you. So basically that has to be communicated to your spouse. You know, I value your passion. You know, sit down, have a conversation with her. Ask her what's her passion. And be in tune, you know, right, like I said, put down the phone, cut the TV off. Stop, right. You know, I know it's football right season, but cut it off and just really look her in the eye, give her your undivided attention and find out how much, you know, what her passion is. Then she knows that you value her, that her presence means a lot to to you.
No, that's good. Mm-hmm. And so, and now when we're talking about value, your passion, you know, and we're just saying, you know, from the women primarily, because that's that emotional being that they are, you know, when I say value their passion, you know, if you have the kids, you have the work, you have your husband, you have other things you're doing, then you really, as a man, you really want to ask yourself, when does my wife have time for herself? Mm-hmm. When is she able to do something that she enjoys, that she's passionate about? Because once that love and that passion tank becomes empty, it's like they are drained to give you what you're wanting. So that's why it helps when a woman's emotional security is like, you care about my emotions, yeah, you care about my feelings, and you are in tune with me. You're exactly in tune with my challenges. You're in tune with the stresses instead of not even mm-hmm knowing anything. And I'm saying this from being a man. And then we talk about your presence, mm-hmm, you know, because sometimes, you know, a woman could feel like I'm invisible. Mm-hmm. He sees the kids, he sees the dog, he sees the yard, he sees the neighbors, he sees his friends. But with me, it's like I'm doing all of this,
yeah,
but my presence is not that
yeah
important.
Not
and so that's going to affect the communication. And so again, we just want you to always make sure not only the passion, but you're also understanding, I want you to know your mm-hmm presence mm-hmm means something to mm-hmm me. Because back when she was your girlfriend, whether it was those jeans that caught your eyes, whether it was her smile, whatever it was that caught her eyes, caught your eyes mm-hmm as a man, back then when you first met her, when she walked in the room, you could be talking to your boys, your partners, you're like, bam, man, my girl is here. Boom.
Yeah.
Why? Because her presence caught your attention and you was focusing on her. We got to keep that in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, Martez, tell me about a man's body language. What does man's body language speak to his wife?
Now, this is good, fellas, because, you know, because again, when a woman is talking to you, it's not like, you know, we'll just talk with our shoulders. I'm okay. I mean, you always want me to do this. You know what I'm saying? It's like you are talking, but then you're disrespecting your wife or your partner by the way your body's moving. Oh man, all this. You know what I'm saying? It's like your body is telling them you really don't want to do it. You really don't care what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason why also the way your body language speaks to a woman when she's speaking to you shows you are important. Because you know what? Just think about this, fellas. Real talk. Now, real talk. Your body language back in the day, like again, I'm 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If your body language was wrong,
mm-hmm,
when you said something to your mom,
mm,
just think about it. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. You know what happened back then. And like, what you say? You didn't say nothing. But the way your body responded, it said things. Whether that was your mama, whether that was your grandmother, or whether that was your auntie, they were demanding respect for the way you talk to them.
Exactly.
But guys, that's the same way we got to be with our wives. Our body language has to actually surrender and show I love you and what you say matters. And I want my body to be in line with my heart and my mind and my respect for you.
That is correct. That is so
Brenda
true.
Say?
Yeah, no, I'm about to.
We got Brenda McGregor. So what? We just got the Married for Life walk, people. our key players here just chiming in for us. Validation is key.
That's right.
Thank you, Miss McGregor.
Validation
down in the ATL with us.
All validation right. is key. That is so true. And that way we as women, you know, we need to know that when we're talking to you, you know, you're listening.
True.
You
that's
know,
true.
We're validated. We
right.
need to know we're valued.
Right.
And our opinion is validated. So we need that.
Right.
That's key
yeah.
in improving communication. And not only that, that's improving that intimacy.
That is okay.
That's a key.
We're gonna talk
that's
about
a key
that too.
To intimacy as
yeah,
well.
That's
that
good.
Validation
that's good.
It is.
All right. So
okay.
that's again going back to first key is definitely showing respect.
Yep.
As a woman to a man, as a man to a woman,
yeah.
you want to be showing love and know
respect.
How love speaks and what love looks like to them, to each other, and vice versa. But you got to show respect.
And then, like we said, you got to ask them and you
right.
have to be willing to learn
right.
and change.
That's correct.
So if it's something that when you ask, if you get a response and it's something that you're not doing, don't take offense.
Please don't.
Just say, okay, babe, you know what? I'm going
to
do that. I'm really going to work on that. And I'm going to do that. So you just want to, that's something you want to just be open to, because that's the only way you're going to be able to mm-hmm. maintain a happily married life
yeah.
is to actually just be able, willing to learn and change.
Mm-hmm.
That's key.
Mm-hmm.
So the second key to improve your communication
today
is to, and I mentioned this earlier, I guess I didn't look ahead at my keys, I forgot. Look into the eyes of the person you are talking to
right.
when you're talking to them, and acknowledge them in their words.
That's true.
You know,
that's
just
true.
Take the time to look at them when you're talking to them. Don't talk through walls. That's what we
mm-hmm.
always say. Martez and I say this to each other today. Like, don't talk through the walls. Walk around. Come talk to me.
Look at me. And so that's what we want to just say, you know, honestly, when you all are talking to one another, you know, again, your presence is important. I want to see you,
mm-hmm.
you know, so when you're talking to that person, you know, you're communicating, let them know, let's look at each other instead mm-hmm. of me talking to the back of your head. You looking at TV, I'm talking to your head. So you're talking here, you're talking to my head. You're not talking to me. And then with me, you're screaming things, whether it's upstairs or downstairs. It's not even where it's like you're important enough for me to come look at. Now, this is something I want to say to everybody. I want everybody to listen to me. How many times is that the way you talk to your boss, the person that you work for? You talk to your pastor. You know what I'm saying? People that you value and you highly respect. You don't talk to the back of their heads. You actually look at them. You get their attention. Or when they're talking to you, you're letting them know I'm listening to you. Well, the same respect that you show your boss or that father, that mother, whoever that person
yeah.
that you value, that's the same way you got to do your spouse. Same way.
Yep.
'Cause we do it at work.
Oh,
but
no.
then we get home.
And we act like we don't have that skill anymore. I mean,
you got to look at
yeah,
each other in the
yeah.
eyes.
It's like, it's,
you got to take
yeah.
the time and just understand, you know what? You may have got on my nerves,
mm-hmm.
but in actuality, I owe you the respect and just saying,
yeah.
no problem, baby.
Yep.
Let me just see you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It just goes back to that love and respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just goes back to that, because when you love someone and respect them, you're going to take the time to look in their eyes and acknowledge,
yeah.
you know, them for their words and value, you know, show
mm-hmm.
them value and appreciation so that they can feel validated.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we're going to touch on one more point.
Mm-hmm.
It's underneath this second key, but it's time for us to take another break. But you have been listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show.
Yes.
And when we come back, we will continue this discussion on these three keys that are going to improve your communication and your relationship today, but you have
Make
to apply
the changes.
Them. Exactly.
Let's go.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back. Grace your space with flair. Dragon art to soothe your soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
We are back. Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We have been discussing the three keys that can dramatically impact your communication and your relationship today if you apply them and make the changes.
Yes.
But we want to, we have been talking about...
Yeah, during the break, we had mentioned
We had mentioned something to each other.
Yeah,
and we forgot to say that's very important.
Right. Now, this can go for the husband or the wife or the female or male partner. And that is the aggressiveness or the tone in your voice. Now, we forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
And I thought about that. I'm like, see, you could be showing love or you could be showing respect, but if you don't realize that you got an elevated tone, you know, because that's how Adrena used to say it with me. She would just say, your tone is getting high.
Right.
You know, your tone is getting high. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Yeah. And see, you may not think your tone is getting high, but it is. So you need to listen to your spouse and allow your spouse to be the judge of that and you not judge yourself. Because a lot of times we can't accurately judge ourselves with our tone like when we're speaking to somebody. Because if we're speaking with passion, you know, like with me, I'm a loud talker naturally. I just talk loud. So, I mean, that's just natural for me. So Martez, sometimes I'd be like, okay, come down a notch. And so then I have to come down. I mean, it's no aggression, but he'll say, I don't know, that's coming off kind of aggressive. But I'm just a loud talker. You know, I just talk loud. So sometimes when I get to going, it may come off. So I say, I guess it does come off aggressive, you know, because I'm listening. He says it's aggressive. So I'm like, okay, well, let me calm down and work on my assertive communication a little
bit
more.
But again, and again, that's what we just want to say, because I always tell everybody, never evaluate yourself. Always ask your spouse, your partner, how is it to you? Because again, your tone, you may say, no, this is just my regular tone. But if that tone really kind of bothers you, you really want to just kind of listen and then say, well, help me.
Yeah.
I've even had couples that will actually record. I say, you know what? Just record. So then that way, when you record it and you go back and listen to it, you can hear yourself like the way your spouse hears you. If you don't really feel like, wow, my tone is really a little aggressive, because in actuality, you definitely want to also, with everything else, with the love and respect, acknowledging through looking into the eyes and really taking the time to value their presence. You also want to make sure that your tone is in a way that doesn't show aggressiveness to it.
That is so true. And then you want to actually make sure that you know, respond to whatever they're saying with appreciation and value, instead of reacting with negative energy and an attitude.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Even if you don't, you know, agree with what they're saying, you still want to make sure you're watching how you respond, and that you're, because your energy speaks volumes.
Right.
So a lot of times you could, like I remember Martez used to tell me this all the time, my silence, he was like, I'm just hearing everything you saying because my silence spoke volumes. So
that's energy.
Right, because that's that negative energy. So you want to make sure that when you are communicating with your spouse, that you respond with appreciation and value, even if you don't like what you hear them saying.
Right. Now, I want to just say that again. I know we may have said that kind of fast, but in actuality, you know, you can have a spouse that's saying, I ain't even saying that to you. I wasn't even talking. But again, like we're saying, if your energy is screaming, if your attitude is screaming, your mouth may not be saying a word, but your energy and your attitude is actually speaking loud enough. So this is how I want you to think about it. Normally, when you are reacting, you are taking retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
and you're not really thinking. So that's why we really want you to respond and respond with appreciation and just value and understanding to really realize, let me understand what you're saying instead of retaliating and then coming at you with this energy.
Yeah,
and
this negative energy and this attitude.
That is so true.
So that's key.
So we just wanted to kind of add that to that because I forgot. I'm like, that tone, that tone can get you.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So though we've been discussing the first two keys, so we're going to move into the third key.
Let's do it. Let's do
All
it.
All right.
This is my favorite part.
I know. That's why this is Martez's favorite part. He's very good at this too. The third key.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, you are. The third key when you're communicating is to create a visual picture. For women, if you're communicating to your husband, create a visual picture. Men are more visual. Right. So, and you can talk more about that because really Martez does a great job at it. And I kind of learned, you know, how to do it when I'm communicating to him. Sometimes he's like, that's really good. I understand. Mm-hmm. So explain that to him.
So basically it's one of those things where I remember a book that I read by a pastor of ours there in Chesapeake, Virginia, Bishop K. Brown. And in the book, I remember he talked about men of visual. But I remember, you know, it's like with a lot of things, you know, you hear things, you read things, but then it's like God or spirit just kind of takes it to another level or place for you. And so for me, it was one of those things to understand. I want everybody to hear me. Men hear words with their ears, but they listen to images with their heart. So in other words, what I'm saying is when you are talking to your husband, many times women get frustrated because it's like, you just don't get it. You just don't understand. And I'm telling you, if you have been talking to them, most likely they don't get it and they don't understand. So then you say, so coach, how do you change that? The way you change that is you have to create an image for your feeling. And what does that mean? You have to take the time to mentally paint a picture for them. So what I mean, paint a picture could be something you saw on TV that you know they saw that you bring them back to that image. Mm-hmm. It could be a video. It could be a regular picture that you had, or you could actually create a picture. So what I mean by create a picture, your tone really becomes the brush, but your mind is what's letting them actually see something to help them understand. So in other words,
give an example.
Let me just give an example. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for you to just say, you know, your spouse asks you, you know, you're a woman and you're trying to tell your husband, you know, it's really a lot going on here at the house. Mm-hmm. And then you're saying, you know, I really could use your help. Mm-hmm. And then that's what you say to him. You know, it's a lot with everything going on here at the house. It's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And I really could use your help. Mm-hmm. Now, women, y'all may not like this, but what your husband just heard you say is you could use my help and it's a lot going on. But you know what? In his head, he's saying it's a lot going on with me at work, too. It's a lot that I got to do right now. We both just got a lot going on.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
True.
That's what he heard. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is what I mean by paint a picture, because really what you were saying was I'm overwhelmed and I need help.
Mm-hmm.
So then what a picture would look like to him is this. Now, what I want to show you is that here I am. I'm carrying things in this arm. I'm carrying I'm carrying whether it may be something like eggs or something like, let's just say, jewelry or something like this. And I'm overloaded with things in my hand. And if I don't get help, when it falls, it cracks, it breaks, it shatters, and it's destroyed. So what I'm saying is I can't keep holding this and keep it in place without it being destroyed. Mm-hmm. So I have valuables. Mm-hmm. I have things that could shatter. I'm carrying glass. Mm-hmm. So I got glass vases. I got glass. I got jewelry or things that can really break in my hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm really overloaded. And I can't do this without help, because if anything else gets on me, everything is going to fall. Everything is going to crack, be splattered, and be destroyed. So now with that man, what he just felt is, oh, right now, there is so much on upon you that you are overwhelmed and you need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you paint a picture for him, he understands the fact that, oh, you know what, babe? I make it carry that. I make it help this. Let me show you how to put this down or like that.
Exactly.
That's what I mean by as far as a picture. Mm-hmm. Give him something to show, you know, I am overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Another example would be, in which we talk about, is always use an image that your man, your husband can relate to or that he or she loves. Yes. So in other words, if you are feeling lonely, you are feeling like, you know, you are all by yourself. Mm-hmm. Then if you all have a child, you just ask yourself, how would you feel, or how would you think our daughter would feel, is after school, everybody, parents came and picked her up. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting right there at the school steps. Everybody, parent has come to get her. Everybody's gone, and now she's there by herself. Mm-hmm. What does That's she good, feel right like mm-hmm. knowing she's by herself? Yeah. Now, once he understands, he's going to feel like they forgot about me. Mm-hmm. They left me here. Something could happen. You know, I'm by myself, I'm alone, and they feel hurt. Then that's when you say, that's the way I feel when I come home, like it's just me. Yeah. I'm all by myself. Everybody's doing their own thing and nobody's really caring about me. Mm-hmm. That is a image.
Yes. And sometimes you got to work at it, because I know for me, and you know, it took me a while to work at, you know, really being able to paint those pictures. But yeah, but if you take it, like he says, and you know, yeah, it takes time, but because, you know, I always tell him he's gifted at that. But if you take the time to really relate it, like you said, to something that your spouse cares about, values, respects, or loves, you know, they can connect, especially when you do it like related to like how one of your children may be feeling or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they usually can connect and get the feeling.
If you're feeling angry, just ask them, how would you feel if somebody showed you in a store where somebody pushed your grandmama down and then shoved her and said, get out the way, grandmama. Mm-hmm. What you gonna want to do? That man in his mind, oh, I'm angry. Mm-hmm. I'm mad as all get out. That's the way I feel when you do that to me.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Yeah.
I feel like you just shoved my feelings or pushed what I said out the way. Well, I'm telling you, those images changed things.
Yeah. For men, especially.
especially because all men, listen, ladies, all men are visual.
And that's going to help with a lot of your issues when you say, he just doesn't get me. He just doesn't understand. And if you come across a husband and you do all of that and he still doesn't get it, then you got some problems. We have some problems. Because after that, they really should be able to relate.
They're going to be able to connect to a visual. Yeah. I promise you. Yeah. They're going to be able to see how you feel, or how it makes you feel when you give them an image.
Exactly.
And always just shoot us an email or something. We'll talk about that a little bit more. If you got a question of how would I paint an image for this, I'm telling you, we would love to answer that question for you. You know, call in, leave a message and say, how do you paint a picture for this? I promise you, I can show you how to paint a picture.
Yeah, man, he can do that. Okay, so we're going to go and take another quick break, but this is the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. And when we return, Coach Martez is going to share an inspirational word.
Stay tuned. Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ah!
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light Show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. Today we have been discussing the three keys that will dramatically impact your communication in your relationship today.
Yes.
So we're going to just recap those three before we move forward. But I know when we were on break, you mentioned something that you wanted to say about what we were just talking about.
Again, when we were talking about understanding how men are visual and creating pictures, I just wanted to remind everyone how when you remember when the saying is a picture is worth a thousand words, because what happens is the image that you create for your spouse, especially those men, what it does is it, the image can say things that you may not be able to find the words for. Mm-hmm. It can say things that you may not be able to find the words for. It's just like for some people, cars, like me being an affirmation person, mm-hmm. you know, Wadrina can get a card that she may not have could have came up with those words, mm-hmm. but that card says it and it really touches.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. When it comes to getting your spouse, especially men again, to understand how you feel, I promise you, you got to get an image, because that image is going to process in their mind. They're going to process it differently, and it's going to affect their emotional tank differently than from them just hearing it through their ears.
Okay, that's good, Martez. Yeah. Coach Martez.
Thank you so much.
So we want to go back and just recap our three keys
today.
That can impact your relationship today, your communication and your relationship today.
Exactly.
But like we said, you have to be willing and able, you know, to learn and apply them.
I just thought about this. And when we're going back to that first key about showing love and respect mm-hmm. to one another, because we're saying this can affect your communication today, I promise you, if you let them know, you know what, I want to apologize to you mm-hmm. if I haven't respected or made you feel honored for who you are. I mm-hmm. want you to know that's going to be a different. Mm-hmm. And from this day forward, mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. I promise. So that's going to help, because again, you just got that man's attention. And if you're the man talking to your wife mm-hmm. or talking to your partner, and you are actually saying, you know what, mm-hmm. I may not have been showing you the love that you deserve or the appreciation, but I value mm-hmm. you. And I promise you, from this day forward, I'm going to start doing mm-hmm. that. That's going to help, that as we're saying today.
Today.
You may get you something tonight by doing that. I'm just saying.
All righty then. First key, like we said, is, you know, ask your spouse what speaks love to them mm-hmm. and what speaks respect to them. And like mm-hmm. we said, you know, be willing to to learn and just, you know, begin to change. Mm-hmm. Our second key mm-hmm. was actually, you know, showing them undivided attention and yes. looking into their eyes yes. and acknowledging them, mm-hmm. you know, and their words when you're speaking to them, so they'll know that they're validated. That's key, you know. Mm-hmm. They need to know that they're valued, they're appreciated, mm-hmm. they're respected for their words.
And not to respond, not to react yes. with retaliation, but respond with value and appreciation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the last one, like Coach Martez had just said, for men, you want to make women, you want to make sure you create a visual picture for them. And, you know, create that image. And he went into, you know, explaining that. But I do want to make sure that we take time, definitely. You know, before the end of our show to talk about, you know, our fifth annual Married for Life Walk is an event.
Woo! Number five. Yeah,
yes.
We got to shout out Team DeVoe, Ronnie
yes,
and Jamar DeVoe.
Yes,
have been with us here from the
day
beginning.
One. Yes.
Brenda McGregor,
yes.
Rita Sims,
yes.
coming from Columbus. But yeah, this is year number five.
This is year number five. It's going to be April the 22nd and 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're just inviting everyone to attend. You can go to marriedthenumber4lifewalk.com. for more information, you know, but we're just looking forward to, you know, all the couples being, you know, because with COVID, you know, we didn't do anything this year. Last year we did virtual, and it's really not the same, you know, so we just held out this year. And so next year, you know, we're just looking forward to coming back in person.
Yeah, practicing
social distancing. Yeah, exactly.
It's
going to be good.
And we're adding an additional day because we're doing more things.
Yes.
So it's actually going to be Friday and Saturday.
Saturday,
but we're going to tell you more. The walk will be Saturday morning. The love event, the love celebration will still be
Saturday
that Saturday evening. But Friday is going to be a day of just empowerment, encouragement, just other things. And we got some fun scheduled for Friday evening too.
Yeah.
So this one's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So
it's the fifth year.
Yes.
Five is the number of grace.
That's right. So we invite all couples, married, engaged,
single.
Dating.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
dating,
when you say single. No, not single. You need to be dating. You need to have a partner.
Yeah.
And really, honestly, I prefer.
Well, singles can be the volunteers.
Oh, yeah, we can have, the singles have to, we love the singles,
we
volunteer.
Love the singles.
But
we want you
to be in a committed relationship too,
yes.
you know, because it's the Married for Life Walk. That's what we're talking about, commitment and
yes.
just encouraging couples
yeah.
to just never let go.
Never
right.
give it up on each other.
Don't never let go of the hand you're holding. We all experience challenges and issues mm-hmm. in our relationship, but if we remain committed to God and one another, we can overcome it. We're a testament to that.
Yes.
And there's so many other couples who are a testament to that. So
yes.
we just want to keep, you know, keep everyone encouraged and just mm-hmm. helping to provide tools that you can use. You know, in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So, and then also, you all know we already shared that how to contact us, dreambuilderscoaching.net.
If that's on the internet,
mm-hmm.
you got Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling on Facebook,
right.
Instagram, Coach Martez,
and with Drina
Layton. And also, you can do Instagram, Married for Life Walk, Facebook, Married for Life Walk. And also, if you want to just visit the website, it would be marriedthenumber4lifewalk.com.
That is correct. And so, Martez, share your inspirational moment.
No, so definitely, I just wanted to share this definitely with the women. I just wanted to say, you know, although Adrena and I have been married for 30 years, and this is something that, you know, we're good at now. You know, I haven't always been a good communicator. I haven't always been a person that valued my wife or showed her appreciation. But I just want you to know, you know what? It's in your husband. It's there. You know, when you fell in love with him, it was there. The love, respect, and the value. And I just want you to know, you know, he can learn, he can change, he can grow, you know. And so I just want to say, don't give up on them. Don't give up on the men to think that they can't. And there's a scripture here I wanted to read. Here it is here. It's 1 Peter 3:7. 1 Peter 3:7. And this is something to the men I want you to just hear. It says, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. I just want you to know it's important to treat your wife with the respect and with the grace, because in actuality, the Bible talks about how your prayers could be hindered. And I just want you to know, as you all are praying for one another and believing God for that change, I'm telling you, it happens. Sometimes you just may want to touch together and pray together and just say, God, help us to improve in our communication, to speak with one another with grace and compassion and truth. But I just wanted to encourage you, you know, don't give up on each other. Don't think it can't change. He's been talking like this, coach, or they just don't want to understand. No, Wadrina said that for years about me.
Yeah.
Actually, for 16 years.
Yeah.
Because for the first 16 years, it was not good,
yeah,
you know, from a communication standpoint.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know, don't give up on each other, but just know, with God, all things are possible. And for people that are listening to us and seeing us, you are seeing a direct decision to change.
Yes.
And so change is possible.
That, yes, it's possible.
I just want you to know that change is possible.
And it's necessary if you really love your spouse and you want to be committed to them for life. It's, it's necessary. So we just want you to remember, you know, this is our motto. Healthy marriages do not happen by chance, but they happen by choice.
Yes.
So you need to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. Make a commitment to accept change without conflict.
I love that.
So Martez and I want to thank everyone for tuning
in
to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We had a wonderful time today. Please join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific. We would love to hear from you. So be sure to connect with us on social media, and we look forward to reading your comments.
And just remember, next time, you know, feel free to call in to ask a question. And we know it's Chad, like we said,
it's in the middle of the day.
We do understand, but leave your comments so we can see it the next time. But definitely have a wonderful week, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.